He is set to be redesignated. He is set to be redesignated as a member of this subcommittee tomorrow. So I doubt anyone will have any objection. Hearing none, so ordered. The hearing will address serious problems with VA's billing and collection practices regarding its land use agreements at VA medical centers, which were substantiated by the GAO. These deficiencies continue to result in an extreme loss of income, waste of taxpayer money, and compromised services provided to veterans. The primary focus of the hearing will be on issues occurring at the West Los Angeles VA Medical Center, including land use agreements, problems faced by homeless veterans in the area, and other issues affecting quality of care. The shortcomings associated with VA's management in West Los Angeles are many. There have been multiple embezzlement investigations involving the facility over the last few years, at least one of which amounted to a guilty plea involving the theft of over $680,000. One additional such investigation is ongoing and is being addressed by the VA Inspector General and the Department of Justice. The nature of land use agreements in West Los Angeles also produces cause for concern. For instance, the facility has agreements with university sports teams, hotel laundry facilities, and even a rare bird sanctuary, considering this land was given to the federal government specifically to house veterans, VA is violating the terms of the original request, or bequest. Notably, a federal district court in California ruled in 2013 that many of the facility's non-healthcare-related agreements were void because the court stated agreements of that sort that do not provide for sharing of healthcare resources result in lost access to space and opportunities to benefit veterans. On January 27, 2015, the day we informed VA of this hearing, the parties agreed to settle the appeal of the court's decision based on the framework of this settlement. It does not appear that there is any impediment VA faces which would discourage its continued misuse of the property. In the framework, VA states that it will not complete a master plan to restructure the West LA property until October 15, 2015, which will require vigilant oversight considering past efforts to create such a master plan have largely failed. Many similar stories of waste and misuse of property set aside to help veterans, as well as other compromised services that inevitably occur due to facility mismanagement, will be discussed today regarding West Los Angeles, New York City, and North Chicago, which were the sites GAO focused on in the audit. We will hear from GAO as well as from the American Legion, which has raised concerns with problems occurring in West Los Angeles, primarily the growing homeless veteran population that is an unfortunate and a necessary byproduct of VA's mismanagement of property entrusted to veterans. I look forward to hearing from these witnesses as well as from the VA so that we can get to the bottom of this issue and look for solutions to better serve our nation's veterans. With that, I now recognize Ranking Member Custer for her opening statement.